has joined.
Todish Tov.
How are you doing?
I'm a little better. I got to see my sister for the first time behind a glass today.
I heard that's where you were.
Yes, it was a very emotional thing.
I imagine. Hey, she have a refuah shlema.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Todish Tov.
Kodesh Tov. We will begin with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrechu Ishkin Te Bib Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavavhe Le'yichud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohino alenu maasei yadenu kananei alenu maasei yadenu kananeihu. We will make our connection to the energy of certainty through the Sulam commentary from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Anenan Dekudsha Rihu Koma Deavid Le'ela Witata Solai Dishot Biovada Dikshot Belei Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ladach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dishot Inun Wikola Istari Bialma. You will find the handout for today's. I don't want to call it a class for our Rosh Chodesh event on the unique astrological times link near the top of the landing page. There's a section titled Rosh Chodesh Elul. The first link under that is this year, Rosh Chodesh Elul 5071.
Has joined.
When that landing page opens up, scroll down about a half inch, or we have a commentary for this coming year of 5782. I just noticed that the font that is being used is all capitals, and that's not normal. So I just didn't notice it before. So please excuse that. I'm not what is normally considered screaming on the internet is using capitals, but that's not what is meant. It states in Shir HaShirim 6.3, I am to my friend, and my friend is to me. The first letters of these Hebrew words form an acronym that spells the word Elul. The acronym describes the atmosphere in this month, which is like no other month. It is a month of immense love between Hashem and his nation, the children of Israel. The month of Elul is actually a great opportunity. It is the time when Moshe Rabbeinu, through his prayers, accomplished forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, the community of Israel, for the golden calf, and he received the 13 attributes of mercy. The Talmud says that the word Elul means probing. This is our work in this month, to look within, to probe within. Looking within means looking at things you don't like about yourself, and making a commitment to change them during this upcoming year. Making meaningful change is most probably one of the hardest things to do in life. And that is one of the reasons Hashem has given us Elul. The closeness we have with Hashem in Elul makes it easier to make these changes. In a way, Hashem changes the rules in our favor to make it easier. Rabbi Avigdor Miller says, everything one does in Elul is therefore counted as double points, so to speak. Whatever one does to better himself in Elul should be done with this in mind. I recently heard a shiur where the rabbi asked a very interesting question. He was talking about Elul and Teshuvah. He said that Elul is the month to do Teshuvah, to try and change ourselves for the upcoming year. The questions he asked his class was, are you a different person today from the same time last year? Did you change besides being 1 year older? Did you do the things that you promised yourself last Elul? And Rosh Hashanah, were you able to manifest your goals? In the secular world, people make New Year's resolutions on the 1st of January. Most time, these don't last, and one falls back into their bad habits. If this is the case, what is the benefit of Teshuvah? Is Teshuvah just lip service? We know it is not. We know that Hashem knows our innermost thoughts. If so, how can we expect to con Hashem, or even to con ourselves? What is this all about? Stop for a minute, reflect on last year, and see if you have changed. The Rabad, another sage, I don't want to say another sage like he's one of many. He is one of many, but they are each unique. The Rabad referred to Elul as a time of et raton, a time of mercy, a time of desire. Et raton is a very special time. Et raton connects directly to the Sefirah of Keter. And Elul is a very good time to bring down blessings for the new year. How do we do this? The Gaon of Vilna said that the main reason we came to this world is to improve, to change our midot, our character traits. Elul is the perfect time to prepare for the upcoming year. Prayer and tshuva are the means through which a person can recreate himself. If one changes their behavior, then they become a different individual altogether. Great is tshuva, for it brings healing to the world. This is a statement in the Talmud. Tshuva is equal to all the mitzvot. The concept of Teshuvah is so far above human comprehension. Why? It is one of the biggest chokim. A chok is a law that we have to follow. However, it is very difficult for humans to understand. Some of them are meat and milk. Do not mix them. The red heifer and shatbis. Why is Teshuvah a hook? In the physical world, if a person is caught by the police for doing a serious offense, and he goes to court and tells the judge he is sorry and won't do it again, the judge will never let him off. However, in the spiritual world, when we do Teshuvah, we are truly sorry for what we have done. Hashem looks into our heart to see if we are serious. And not just doing it from lip service. This is the key to teshuvah, as we can't hide anything from Hashem. If Hashem decides to give us a second chance, he wipes the slate clean. This is mind-boggling to think that we can be forgiven just like that for our sins. This is the reason we cannot comprehend the value of teshuvah. A conventional understanding of teshuvah would suggest that one can do wrongful deeds all year long and come to shul on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and ask for forgiveness. People think they can evade the consequences of their actions over the past 12 months. But can we really expect to be forgiven for our sins simply by saying some prayers on these holidays? This is definitely not tshuva. We can see that repentance is not a ritual that we do once a year like matzah and sukkah. Repentance takes us back to our source, and we are able to make changes for the next year. It is a very powerful gift that Hashem gave us to guarantee a good year. Use it. Remember, there can be no growth spiritually without honesty. Humans have an incredible ability to con themselves. We will make up the biggest stories in our minds, and before long we will have convinced ourselves that we are perfect and don't need to change. Only our friends have to change. Many people who are Baal Tshuvas think that they have already done tshuva once when they came back to Hashem many years ago, and now don't need to do it again. Tshuva is not something we do once a year. It is something we have to do every single day. At the end of each day, we are supposed to look at our actions of that day to make an accounting and repent for ones that were not so good. We also have to have the desire to do teshuvah. Many people don't want to change their bad habit. Take for an example a person who smokes. He or she knows it is very bad for him or her, yet he does not stop. He makes excuses that he enjoys it or it calms him down. Please understand, I have simplified the process, but the basic message is that we have to stop doing things that we are doing wrong. It's simple, but not easy. Also know that Elul includes the whole of the next year within it. What we do in Elul is going to affect Rosh Hashanah and the whole of the next year. Elul is a very interesting month. Officially, it belongs to the year that is finishing, yet it is completely connected to the upcoming new year. How is this possible? It is written that after the 15th of Av, heaven begins preparing the chairs in the upper courts for Rosh Hashanah, and it is a good time to start doing
has Shiva. Joined.
Of course, that's a story. There are no need for chairs in heaven, in the upper worlds. Summer is drawing to a close. In the world of nature, especially in the very cold climates, all the animals are very busy at this time getting ready for the upcoming winter. They have to make exact plans for food or otherwise they won't survive the harsh winter. They take this time very seriously. They know instinctively what to do and how to prepare. It says that the fish in the sea tremble when a lure comes around. Every animal is seeking to do while there is still time left, because the master will call. When we say this, we mean that Rosh Hashanah will come around and everybody will have to answer for the last year. We must remember on Rosh Hashanah, we are judged at the level where we are at that moment. What we did in the last year has brought us to this point. In nature, obedience is the rule. All of nature stands around Hashem's throne, each one bringing Hashem the product of its labor. No animal or plant would dare to go against its nature. Nature has rules, and the animals have to follow them. This is definite. Only man can be enticed from his set path. Man is casual and inattentive and ignores the seriousness of this time. And in another sense, only man can go against his nature, because that is his tikkun. When he goes against his inner essence, that is called making tikkun. Because man's inner essence is not to be good. It's to be selfish. That's what the mitzvot teach us, how to go against that selfish nature. The animals shiver with fear that Hashem won't destroy the world because of man. With free will, man has to choose with his own intellect what is right or wrong. He has the power to go against what is right, to go against nature. This is one of the reasons we start to blow the shofar, the beginning of Elul, to wake us up. In the old days, people used to faint at just the mention of the word Elul. The shofar speaks a language. It is telling us, do teshuvah, change your ways. We just need to understand the language of the shofar. Elul is a gift from Hashem. Nobody would dare go into a court case in the physical world without preparing. A person's lawyer would be interviewing witnesses, checking facts, and other things. Elul is a time for preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Hashem made it easy for us to do Teshuvah and Elul. Chazal says that in Elul, the king is in the fields. What does this mean? During the rest of the year, if a person wants to do Teshuvah, he has to go to Hashem. The analogy is the person has to make an appointment with Hashem, go to him and present his case. In Elul, it is different. Hashem makes it easy for us, and he comes to us. The king is in the fields. Wherever we are, Hashem is listening and waiting for us every second. One of the ways the Tzaddikim suggest we should prepare for Rosh Hashanah is to write two lists, one with what we want from Hashem for the new year, and the other with things we intend to do for Hashem. Example, donate more charity, do more learning, davening more. In the new year, write down 10 things on each list. With the list for Hashem, try to put down things that we have been trying to do for years. Things like trying to change a bad character trait, to do mitzvot better, to get healthier, go to the gym, and many other things. On the other list, put down things you want from Hashem, things like increased parnasah, better health, nachas from the children. Think about ways you can achieve your goals. Read the list on Rosh Hashanah, and also read it every day. The most probably won't achieve the 10 things for Hashem. It is doubtful if you can achieve half, but if you achieve one or two, guaranteed you will have a good year. It seems like this is kind of childish, but believe me, it is a very powerful tool. To do teshuvah, if you read it every day, slowly the things on the list will become imprinted within your consciousness, and change will become possible. The moment of perfection, Hashem's purpose in creation. The word in Hebrew for the zodiac sign this month is Betulah, which means virgin, purity, purification. The same as the English word Virgo, which is connected to the virgins, which implies purity, purification. In this month, we have the ability to cleanse ourselves a lot of dirt and become more pure.
Has joined.
The tikkun, the correction of people born in Elul, is that they focus on details too much and don't see the big picture. Virgos live in a world of fantasy, and because they have the ability to see perfection, they see the trait of judgment. They have the trait of judgment. They can't understand why people can't see things the way they do. Many Virgos are very particular about their possessions and are fanatical about keeping things neat and in order. I know some Virgos whose clothes are not only very neat and tidy, but are all color-coded. Look at a Virgo's office or home and you will find everything perfectly in place. It is very difficult for a Virgo to live in a mess. It drives them crazy. Even if there is a picture on the wall that is slightly askew, you can't see it, but they do, and it bothers them constantly. Virgos will quickly take over any situation, organizing everything with ease. They like things to operate perfectly. Virgos are very reliable and responsible and hate things to be unfinished. They strive for perfection in whatever they do. Virgos are not very sensitive to others and don't have a lot of patience because they see perfection. Virgos also have a bit of a superiority complex. They try not to pass judgments in this month. We try to not to pass judgments during Elul. It is easy to find fault in other people if we look closely. Don't be sensitive to criticism. Let go of your selfish desires. Look into yourself. That's where the judgment needs to be placed. The test of judgment is for everybody in this month. If we don't judge people, then when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we will be shown the same compassion by heaven, and hopefully we will be rewarded with a good year. It is very difficult not to judge, but now is the time in this month to work on this midah. The midah of judgment. Always judge yourself. Never judge others. Virgo is the sixth and last of the masculine months, the signs of the year. Virgo is an earth sign and is center of the three earth signs. Earth symbolizes the realm of action, which is the nature of this month. The name of Hashem this month is Hey Hey Vav Yud, which brings expansiveness in the upper world because of the vessels, the Hays, the female letters. The two Hays precede the two masculine letters, the Vav and the Yud. And this symbolizes the spiritual work from below in order to arouse the divine response from above. The flow of divine influence is cut off due to our negative deeds. The way to reconnect is through our teshuvah, which is easier this month, as mentioned above. The letters of the month are Resh and Yud. Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name and represents wisdom, Chokmah. The Sefer Yetzirah says that the letter Yud is the king in the realm of action. Rabbi Matiyahu Glazerson, in his book, Above the Zodiac, explains that the winter months complement the summer months. Adar is the winter month, which corresponds to Elul. During Adar, we have the holiday of Purim, which is a time of the highest form of penance, returning to Hashem out of love for Him. The month of Elul marks a lower form of penance, return to Hashem out of awesomeness, Hashem's awesomeness. This is indicated by the letter of the month, the Yud, which symbolizes wisdom. As it is written, at the beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. This wisdom and appreciation of awe arises out of one's work of contemplation, the main spiritual service during this month of Elul. Resh created the planet Kohav. Mercury and Yud created the astrological sign Virgo. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it takes only 84 days to go around the sun, approximately a quarter the time it takes the Earth to go around the sun. It is also the planet of communication. Mercury, or quicksilver, is extremely sensitive to temperature variations and consequently reacts very quickly to them. The number 84 is 42 times 2. We all understand the 42 is a Yana Bakoa. Why is it times 2? One for the direct light, one for the returning light. Both were created utilizing the 42-letter name we call the Ana Bakoa. The name Kohav in Hebrew is spelt Kaf Vav Kaf Bet. Kaf Vav has a numerical value of 26. The name of, same as the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Kaf-Bet has a numerical value of 22, which represents the 22 Hebrew letters. Through the Hebrew letters, we are able to reconnect to Hashem. Kaf-Vav is light, Hashem. Kaf-Bet is vessel, the Hebrew letters. Kaf Kohav is the unity of the light and the vessel. The line from the Anabakoach
has joined,
which is Yesod, which has to do with our times, the sixth millennium. Yosef HaSadik is connected to this, line. He was a conduit to draw down miracles. There is also a deep secret to this line of the Anabakoach. It also deals with how the angels do their jobs, their secret. They run with happiness to fulfill the will of Hashem. This line gives us the ability to run to do mitzvot like the angels. When the children of Israel at Mount Sinai said, "We will do and we will listen," Hashem said to the angels, "Who taught my children the secret of the angels?" As mentioned, when the children of Israel said, "We will do and we will see," Hashem said to the angels, "Who taught them that secret, which is only known to the angels? What is this big secret?" The secret is that when an angel gets a job from Hashem, it does not ask questions. It just goes and does it. On the other hand, humans want all the details before they commit to something. If we want to tap into this energy of angels, we have to become like angels. Just follow the Torah and don't question Hashem. You can question his words, but not his intent. Shrink physicality. Take as little time as possible to do each mitzvah. Don't give the Yetzer Hara time to take hold. Take this point to heart. Be like the angels. It will help you a lot. The Ramchal says that alacrity, quickness to do things, is one of the best character traits to acquire. Why? In his book, The Path of the Just, the Ramchal states that the possession of this trait of zeal, alacrity, constitutes an extremely high level of spiritual development. A person's nature prevents him from attaining this, because the physical world is controlled by gravity, which pulls us down. In this month, with this line of the Anabakoach, we can get the strength to overcome our nature and run to do the mitzvot. Surely Hashem knows what he is doing. This is the hard part, to have simple faith and not to question Hashem. This is the power of this line. Try and just trust Hashem with simple faith, simple certainty, and you will see miracles in your life. Many of the Hasidic Rebbes did not see people during the month of Elul because they said they didn't have the time. They said Elul is a time to work on oneself. One Rebbe described it as follows: at the end of the year, every merchant reassesses his expenses and his profits. He needs to see whether his business is losing money or gaining. At the end of the year, every Yid must make a similar evaluation. The Panim Yafos, may he rest in peace, teaches there are 12 hours by daytime. Hashem compassionately considers each hour of Elul to be like a day. Thus, in the 30 days of Elul, one can attain atonement for the entire year. 12 months times 30 days, or 12 hours times 30 days, is 360. Every hour is a month. Every hour is a day. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven three times. each time for 40 days and 40 nights. The first time he went up was on the 7th of Sivan, the second time on the 18th of Tammuz, and the third time was on Rosh Chodesh Elul, right now. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, he received atonement for Bnei Israel, for the golden calf. Hashem taught him the 13 attributes of mercy. He opened up the gates of penance for Elul, and it was taught that Teshuvah fixes everything. The Gemara says Teshuvah is great. It reaches Hashem's honored throne. Before Hashem's throne is Teshuvah, Teshuvah is for everyone. Regardless of what you did, one can repent, and Hashem will cherish your Teshuvah. Our entire status changes when we do Teshuvah. We become different people, and when the Satan looks for us on Rosh Hashanah, with all of his prosecutorial strengths, he can't find you. He can't find us. Because we are a totally different person. It is very hard to do Teshuvah. Because change is so difficult to make. We must not be satisfied with a small degree of success. We must keep going until we change completely. The Shabbat HaLevi said that Yismach Moshe had a dream where he was told that castigations and fasts are not necessary because the greatest castigation of all is change itself. To succeed to change oneself, one must endure many hardships. Such a person has already received his castigations. He doesn't need anything else, such as fast. Let's ask the question, what exactly is Teshuvah? We say it is repentance, but what is repentance? It is very simple. Stop doing the negative thing or things that we have been doing. Change our bad habits. It sounds easy, but is actually very difficult. To change our nature is the most difficult thing in this world for us to do. What is a habit? A habit is something that you have done so many times, your body knows how to do it better than your mind. Look at a person who bites their nails or has some other twitch. And you will see what their body just does it automatically. They don't even know they are doing it. 95% of who we are by 35 years old are a memorized set of behaviors that function like a computer. You keep doing them over and over. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I think this is not only the definition of insanity, but also the definition of a habit. To break a habit, you need to impress on your subconscious a new thought pattern. This is a very difficult thing to do. First, you have to break the old habit, and then imprint on the subconscious the opposite to what you were doing. It is not easy. In fact, it is extremely difficult. It takes an enormous effort, and most importantly, it will not happen overnight. But we have one day for each hour. So we have 360 hours facing us. Utilize those hours, those days, to imprint the new habit. The hardest part of change is not making the same choices one made yesterday, thereby changing our programs when one makes a different choice. It is uncomfortable. Being in the unknown is a very scary place. People are very scared of the future, especially this year, this coming year. I have not completed the full analysis for this coming year, but take a look at the number of the year, 5782. 57 is true for every year for 1,000 years. 57 is the Hebrew word zan. Zan is parnasa, sustenance. We know that for the last 800 years, for the last 780 years, there has been this improvement in the cost of living, in the ability to pursue the living all through the world. But what is the number 82? It is pay, bet. Pay is the Hebrew word for mouth. The bet is the Hebrew word for house. What will you do this coming year with the house of your mouth? We only do two things with our mouth: eat and speak. Those are the two things that are represented by the gematria of the letter bet, the house of the mouth. What will you do with your eating? The eating is the physicality, but it's also spiritual. You can make your eating spiritual by saying blessings. If you didn't sow this past year, change that habit. What will you do with your speaking mouth? Will you continue to say the Lashon Hara? Will you continue to express words of just judgment? Or will you change and only say words of Torah? Speak Lashon Kodesh. Speak the words of the Bible. People are very scared of the future, but they do not have to be. They fear the worst outcomes, and it ruins their peace of mind. Studies have shown how much people dislike uncertainty. People would rather get an electric shock now than be shocked at a later time. The stress of the unknown is even more uncomfortable than the pain now. My computer page froze up, so please forgive me. We're almost out of time, and there's still a little bit more to go. The tzaddik knows that he might fall, but understands that it is okay, as long as he gets up. This is the important thing, to keep trying, to start over, to accept the new beginning and utilize it. These are very precious to Hashem and to you. They connect us to a place called Atik, which is a very high level. It's within the level of Keter, the crown outside of this world. That's the idea of Teshuvah. The goal is to fight and not give up. This is the process. The process is the goal, not the end result. Because we don't know how Hashem judges us. Don't worry about the end result. You will find out how you did when you come to the day of judgment in the upper worlds. Just learn to love the process. The Chazon Ish taught that Hashem loves it when a person strengthens himself to do Hashem's will, even if it only lasts a moment. We know that science has proved that time doesn't exist. So that moment is actually an eternity. This is a very big secret. Elul provides a unique opportunity to jumpstart your change and break free from the negative momentum that may be dragging you and me down. At the heart of Elul lies the cry of the shofar, which we start to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul, or the day after. The shofar is so far above us, humans. When we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we shake the upper worlds. Everything except Hashem is scared. Never miss the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It can make a difference to your whole year. Elul is a time for making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, an accounting of your soul. At the end of the year, every Yid must make an evaluation of their lives. He should consider his deeds of the previous year and see which of them are earning him a profit and which are causing him a loss. What needs to be improved and what should be stopped altogether? This is what the Tzaddikim do in the month of Elul, and usually don't accept people because they are too busy. Try it for yourself. It will definitely help you on Rosh Hashanah. People are very busy at this time and don't find time for introspection. Most people are afraid of introspection because they don't want to discover their faults. Therefore, they seek ways to always be busy at this time, rather than being alone with their thoughts. Remember, there can be no growth in spirituality without being honest with yourself. Everybody deep down knows their faults, but don't want to admit it. This is the most important thing about Elul, to look inside and see what you need to change. Take the time. It is worth it. You won't regret it. Here's another perspective on how hard it is to change. It is given by a shiur by Rabbi Moshe Aaron Pinto. There's an interesting Gemara in the Tractate Gittin. It talks about Ankelos, who was a ger, a convert. He came from a very prominent Roman family and was involved in sorcery. He was able to bring up spirits. He brought up Titus Harasha and Bilam Harasha. He asked Titus, "Where is the truth in this physical world?" And Titus answered, "With the Jews." He then asked Titus, "Who is the chosen nation?" And Titus answered, "The Jews." He then asked Titus, "What is your punishment for hurting the Jews?" Titus answered that every day he brings wood, and they burn him to ashes, which is very painful. He then asked Titus, "Should I become part of the Jews?" The answer given by Titus was, "No, you should kill them, hurt them." Uncleus then asked Bilam the same questions. His punishment, he said, was that every day they put him in a pot of boiling water and boil him, which is very painful. He then also asked Bilam if he should become part of the Jews. Bilam's answer was the same as Titus, to kill them. This Gemara is very strange. Why? Uncleus, after hearing these statements, decided to convert and become part of the Jewish world, Jewish nation. But why is the Gemara strange? Both of them were in the next world where the truth is known. They answered about the Jews the truth, yet they still wanted to hurt them. How could they give this advice when they were suffering so much? The Gemara explains that this is the power of habit. They were so negative that even when they knew the truth, they could not change. This is the power of habit. The Gemara goes on to talk about the other side. In the Garden of Eden, there was a bat kol, a heavenly voice that said, "A big tzaddik has just died, Yehoshua ben Levi, and that he was coming to the Garden of Eden. His place was near Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who was sitting on gold bricks. In heaven, there is no more ego. If a person merits a reward, he gets it. This was Rabbi Shimon's reward. Rabbi Shimon went over to Yehoshua ben Levi and asked him if there was ever a rainbow in his life, as there was never one in Rabbi Shimon's life. There was not one in the life of Yehoshua ben Levi, as he was a tzaddik gamor, a complete tzaddik. Yet his answer surprises us. He said, yes, there were many. How could he lie in the world of truth? He was so humble in his life on earth that he couldn't change, even in the world of truth." Again, we see the power of habit. Teshuva is a big deal. Why? The Ramchal says that when a person sincerely uproots their desire to sin, they uproot the sinful deeds that they have done. Mistakes are not permanent. They can be undone with teshuvah. When a person repents, you reverse the sinful deed and can then move on. We learn about teshuvah from King David. He made mistakes in his life, but he always admitted them and did teshuvah. This is one of the character traits that Hashem loved about David HaMelech. And because of this trait, he became the chariot for the Sefirah of Malchut. This physical world, he is our role model. He showed us that repentance truly works. And this is why teshuvah is a big deal. The ability to ascend to a higher level than before the sin because of your teshuvah. If one changes their behavior, then they become a completely different individual. Read this again and try to internalize it. Change who you are. Everybody wants to be a better person. Everybody wants to do teshuvah, so why don't they? The answer is that they don't believe they will succeed. If they were certain that they would succeed 100%, they would do it. Take, for example, a person who smokes. Ask most people who smoke, and they will tell you that they would like to give it up. So why don't they? They don't believe that they will succeed. We have to give our family, our friends, and other people encouragement. This is very important. Elul should not be a depressing month. We need to approach it with joy and big opportunities to start anew. This idea should give us the power to be happy. Coming close to Hashem can only be achieved through happiness. The process of growing and moving forward must be the joy itself. The goal should be that one enjoys the growth itself. But remember, it's not the goal. It's the process. Be happy and joyful in the process of teshuvah. We have to realize that growth does not come with one big step, but many small ones. Step by step. We have to remember that the present, this moment, is where change takes place. Think about this for a moment. Don't we live in the present every second of our lives? Isn't it impossible to live in the future or the past? This is true of our bodies, but not our minds. Even though our bodies are in the present, our minds are able to roam anywhere. We let it, past, present, or future. This is the secret of living in the present. Control your mind to focus on things that you have to do today, like teshuvah. Be aware of your thoughts and control them. Every day, every instant of every day, we have an opportunity to be happy. Take it. Make a small step for teshuvah. Make a small change. And you are giving Hashem Nachas, the joy that can only be felt by a grandparent observing that grandchild. The grandchild doesn't know it, but the observation by the grandparent is what gives the grandparent that joy, watching the child grow. This is the Nachas. The pleasure that Hashem receives from your small change. Don't you want to give Hashem pleasure? During this month, pray a lot. During this month, there is a lot of things that you can do. More than you will have time for. But remember, every hour of every day, in the month of Elul, every hour is like a day. Use those 360 hours. Change yourself. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha. Katir Terura Alephet Gimel Yutah Tzadi Ahavatinam, unconditional love. This is the essence of the first line of the Ana B'Koach. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Pra Satan, Terap Satan. Remove the negative system from your being by becoming something new, something different. becoming what you truly want to be. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Connect to Parnasa. Connect to healing. All you have to do is change yourself. No big deal. Just stop doing those negative actions that harm your Parnasa, that make you sick. Barhim Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamle Betedresh Tzaditav Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Dunayin. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness and gratitude. Gratitude that Hashem has given us Elul. Gratitude that Hashem has given us Teshuvah. Gratitude that Hashem has given us the ability to change who we are. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters Yud and Resh. The gematria of Yud and Resh is 210, which is the Hebrew word redu. Resh, Dalid, Vav. This is a word that describes Abraham when he went down to Egypt. The month of Elul, Hashem comes down to meet you where you are in the field, in the earth, on the earth. He's right there, waiting for you to reach out to him. This is the Resh and the Yud. The permutation for this month, please join me by rising and dancing, becoming joyful with me. Hey, hey, wayo, 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 hey. Hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey. Singing, are you happy? Hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo, enjoy the process of change. Hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo, becoming a new person. Hey, hey, wayo, hey, hey, wayo. down to you. Hey, hey. Why, yo. Hey, hey, 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 why, yo. This month is Elul. Hashem is close to you. Hey, hey, why, yo. How can you be sad? Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Be happy and know what your work is to do. Hey, hey, why, yo. Make it happen now. Right now. Hey, hey, yo. Why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufal. This is the energy, the essence of Malchut, of manifestation, of kingship, of the kingdom, of the field. Be in the field where Hashem is at. Just ask Him for help to become the person you want to become. In the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Chodesh Tov to everyone. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? Tomorrow we have 5 classes, starting at 7 a.m. West Coast time, our morning teachings. At 11 o'clock West Coast time, we have our class on evolution of God. We're starting chapter 10 of part 2. At 1 p.m., West Coast time, we have advanced reincarnation. At 4:30, a deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., the writings of the Ari. Come join us for one or all of these classes. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Kodesh Tov to everyone. Any questions or comments or thoughts? Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Come on. Come on.